Okay, we're back and we're going into our old time radio segment, but I just want to tell everybody the survivor tree that the Girl Scouts from the Brownies from Troop 420 planted is right next to the Port Washington Senior Center in Manahaven. There's a small patch of property right to the left of it. So next time you're there, when you're driving down the street, which is actually Manahaven Boulevard, you'll see it on your left-hand side. Stop by and think of the girls when you do. Right now, we're going to go into Mr. Keene, Tracer of Lost Persons, the Yellow Talon murder case.
Ladies and gentlemen, Aniston and Kalinos present Mr. Keene, Tracer of Lost Persons. One of the most famous characters of American fiction in one of radio's most thrilling dramas. Tonight and every Thursday at the same time, the famous old investigator takes from his file and brings to us one of his most celebrated missing persons cases. Tonight's case is entitled The Yellow Talon Murder Case. Now for Mr. Keene and the Yellow Talon murder case. Our scene opens in the study of a country home on the Hudson River, some 50 miles from New York. An attractive, auburn-haired young woman has just entered the room. And as she shakily picks up the telephone and dials a number, it is obvious that she is under some frightful strain.
Why don't they answer? Why don't they answer?
Operator.
Oh, operator. I've been trying to get the police. It's a matter of life and death. Oh, for heaven's sake. Oh, hello? 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 Oh, the phone. The line's been cut. The phone's dead.
Can I help you, young fella?
Are you Mr. Keene?
Oh, I'm Mike Clancy, his partner. Mr. Keene's in his private office. Did you and this young lady have an appointment with him?
No, I just hoped I'd get a chance to see him right away. It's rather important.
Please, tell him Philip Carter's here. It's terribly urgent.
Oh, here's the boss now.
Mike, do you have the Roberts folder?
Are you Mr. Keene, sir?
Yes.
My name is Philip Carter, and this is my fiancée, Eloise Gray. Could you possibly give us a few minutes of your time, sir? I'd be very grateful.
Just what is it you want to see me about, Philip?
A murder, Mr. Keene.
It's Philip's sister, Helen. She was killed last night in Philip's home.
Saints preserve us, but we didn't read anything about it in the papers, young fella.
The family estate is 50 miles from here, on the Hudson. It will probably be reported in the newspapers later today.
Well, sit down, Philip. And you, Miss Gray. Mike, we can let the Roberts matter drop for a while. Doesn't seem to be as urgent as this.
Okay, Mr. Keene.
Now, suppose you give me the details, Philip.
My sister, Helen, was found in the study about midnight by our Uncle Jonathan. He's been living with us ever since the death of our parents years ago.
I'll never forget last night as long as I live, Mr. Keene. I saw Helen's body, too.
You were in the house at the time of the crime, Heloise?
I was asleep. Philip's uncle woke me up and sent me into town for the police. The phone wires had been cut.
How was Helen Carter killed?
That was the most horrible thing of all, Mr. Keene.
My sister had been strangled, and her throat was terribly lacerated. It was as if some gigantic bird with sharp talons or claws had attacked her.
A bird? Saints preserve us.
What made you think of a bird, Philip?
Because of this. It was found near my sister's body. The police permitted me to bring it here when I told them I was going to ask you to enter the case, Mr. Keene.
Well, let me see that, Philip. Mike, what do you make of this?
Well, it looks like a talon, Mr. Keene. A yellow claw.
Yes, the type of claw an eagle or a hawk might have. And yet this particular talon is too big for an ordinary hawk. If it actually came from a bird, the bird must have been gigantic.
Sure, and it makes your spine crawl just to look at it, boss. It's as sharp as a razor.
Yes. What other facts are there to the case, Philip?
Well, according to Uncle Jonathan, he was awakened around midnight by some kind of horrible scream. At first he thought it was one of his pets, but later he changed his mind.
What kind of pets did your uncle keep?
Falcons. In medieval times, as you probably know, Mr. Keene, hunters would train falcons to help them bag their game.
Well, I've never even seen one of them things.
Well, a falcon is a hawk, Mike, and a very clever and ferocious bird. Hundreds of years ago, they were trained to go after small game. They can be quite wild and dangerous.
Uncle Jonathan Briggs is an eccentric, I guess. He's been a little peculiar ever since he lost his fortune years ago and came to live with us. We've been supporting him. But it hasn't been difficult. Dad left a very considerable estate when he died.
And your Uncle Jonathan and your fiancée, Miss Eloise, were the only people in the house at the time of your sister's murder?
Yes, Mr. Keene. My sister Helen had a personal maid, Amy Parrish, but she had taken the evening off and she didn't return until very late.
Philip, I think you also ought to tell Mr. Keene about Kim Bradhurst.
And who is Kim Bradhurst?
A neighbor. He was in love with my sister, and he used to make a pest of himself. I once had to throw him out of the house bodily because he annoyed her so.
Was he questioned by the police?
Yes, Mr. Keene, but he had an alibi. He was ill all day yesterday and in bed. He had a doctor visit him about 9 last night.
Mr. Keene, Philip's sister Helen was one of my best friends and a wonderful girl. I never thought she made an enemy in her life until now.
We were very close, Helen and I. And if I ever get my hands on the killer...
Philip, please. Don't talk like that. You frighten me. Let Mr. Keene and the police handle the case. There's been enough horror already.
Your fiancé is right, Philip. No matter how you feel, the law must take its course.
I understand that, sir.
Will you come back to the house with us, Mr. Keene? Philip was afraid to leave me there alone after what happened. That's why I came with him to New York.
Eloise was spending a few days with Helen while I attended a horse show near here. I've shown a few entries every year, but I only wish I'd never even thought of it this time. Maybe if I'd been at home last night, I'd have been able to save my sister's life.
It was something you certainly couldn't foresee, Philip. Mike, suppose we drive out to the Carter estate, along with Philip and Eloise.
I'll get the car, Mr. Keene.
We're having my sister's funeral at 2:00 this afternoon. I guess we'll just have time to make it.
And suppose Mike and I go to your house, Philip. You and Miss Eloise can attend the funeral while we make a preliminary investigation.
Whatever you say, Mr. Keene.
This yellow talon is most strange, to say the least. Certainly it couldn't have been some monstrous bird.
That's
and...
dreadful. It makes me shudder just to look at it.
When I think of poor Helen, I
know, it's shocking. But I promise you, Philip, I'll see this case through to the end, no matter how great the risk.
That must be the Carter house, Mr. Keene, right in front of us.
Yes, and apparently that's where the road ends, Mike.
Oh, saints preserve us.
What's the trouble?
Did you see that, boss?
What?
Well, something flew by the car on the left just a second ago. Mr. Keene, look out. It's some kind of a hawk.
Yes, Mike, it's a falcon. One of Uncle Jonathan's, I imagine.
Why, it's flying back to the house.
Try to see where it lands, Mike.
There. There she goes. Up behind them gables on the roof.
And she's a beauty, isn't she?
Mr. Keene, who's that fellow?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon. By any chance, are you Philip Carter's uncle?
Well, yes, I'm Jonathan Briggs. Who may you be?
My name is Keene. This is my partner, Mike Clancy.
Keene, the eminent investigator. You've come to look into the death of my niece, Helen.
At your nephew, Philip's request. I imagined you'd be at your niece's funeral, Mr. Briggs.
I don't like funerals, Mr. Keene. I never attend them.
Well, would you mind showing us to the house?
Not at all. But let me tell you that you're just wasting your time here.
Am I?
As well as risking your life. The house is no good. It's cursed with bad luck.
Well, we'll risk it, Mr. Briggs.
Suit yourself. But just remember that I warn you. This way, Mr. Keene.
Maid, where are you?
Fool maid's never around when you want her. Make yourself at home, Mr. Keene and Mr. Clancy.
Well, thank you, Mr. Briggs.
It certainly is a big house. Must be 20 or 30 rooms in this place.
Yes, it's big. Big and cold.
You don't seem to like it very much, Mr. Briggs.
I don't.
And why do you stay?
Because I can't go anywhere else. Besides, Sir Richard and Lady Sharp would miss the woods.
And who are Sir Richard and Lady Sharp?
My birds. My falcons. You saw Sir Richard a moment ago when he flew past your car. He's as fast as lightning, that one is. I've spent 3 years training him how to kill.
Not a very cheerful hobby you've got, Mr. Briggs.
He attacks only field mice and small animals, Mr. Clancy.
Would that falcon be capable of attacking a human being?
I knew you'd come to that, Mr. Keene. They want to blame my niece Helen's death on one of my birds. Well, it's ridiculous. Well, those falcons are as harmless as two pigeons.
Yes, Presorbus. What was that?
Sounded like Amy the maid.
Get him out of here. Keep him away.
Amy. Amy, control yourself. Why are you carrying on?
It's one of your falcons. He flew it through the window and almost blinded me.
Stop acting like a child. It's probably Sir Richard. I'll find him.
Calm yourself, Amy. You're not in any danger. My name is Keene.
Mr. Keene, the great investigator? Oh, I was hoping Mr. Carter would call you in, sir. The most terrible things have been going on in this house.
So I've heard.
It's those birds. Well, you'd think they were human the way Mr. Briggs talks to them. One of them killed Miss Helen, I know it. And I'll be next.
Now, take it easy, Amy. No one's going to do any killing while we're around.
Tell me something about Miss Helen Carter. Was she on good terms with her Uncle Jonathan?
As far as I know, sir. I guess he's a harmless one himself, though he acts like a loon sometimes. But it's those vicious birds, those falcons. I can't stand them.
I don't think Helen Carter was murdered by a bird, Amy.
No?
In fact, I'm sure of it.
But, Mr. Keene, I've heard of eagles and hawks attacking people sometimes and even killing them.
That's true. A bird the size of a hawk might possibly attack a man or a woman if it was provoked. But it certainly wouldn't bother to cut a telephone wire before doing it.
Well, I never thought of that, boss.
Sir Richard! Sir Richard, come back here! Come back! Don't shoot me!
Faith, and now what's going on in this place?
There's a shotgun blast, Mike. Sounds as if it came from outside the house. Come along with me.
Mr. Keene, look.
Who are you?
I was just going to ask you the same question.
Kim Bradhurst, my name. Where's Jonathan? I've got a little present for him.
You killed him. You killed Sir Richard.
I'll say I have. I was glad to blast his ugly head off. You'll find him out there in the woods, Jonathan. If that other bird of yours starts going after my chicken, she'll get the same dose.
You murderer! Steady, Mr. Briggs.
Take him inside the house, Mike.
Come along.
He killed my falcon. I swear it counts if it's the last thing that I do.
What did you say your name was, mister?
I didn't say. But it happens to be Keene.
Oh, famous investigator, huh? And I suppose you've come to find out how Helen Carter died. Well, I loved her as much as anyone. If you find the killer, I'll be happy to help you take care of him.
I won't need any help on that score, Mr. Bradhurst. But I assure you I intend to find him, or her, no matter how dangerous the task it may be. Helen Carter was murdered by a human being, not a bird. Although it appears her killer had talons. And I'm going to see that those talons are clipped for good.
In just a moment, we'll return to Mr. Keene and the Yellow Talon murder case. Meanwhile,
you're listening to LIU Post Public Radio.